I was reading the book of Psalms this past week, and a portion of scripture that came to mind, or that as I was reading, is found in Psalm 90. Before you turn there, I want to ask you a question. Where is your dwelling place? Where is your place that you go to, perhaps your secret place? When I was reading I was actually reading Psalm 90 and Psalm 91, and it talks about the dwelling place. What does that mean? You know, we kind of say, well, it's a dwelling place, a place to get together, a place maybe for... No, what does it mean for you and what does it mean for me? Because there's a specific meaning of a dwelling place. And with that, we're going to just kind of look at that just for a few minutes. Before we look into God's Word, let's pause for prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for the messages that have been brought out this morning, both in Bible class and also in the morning message. And now this afternoon, Lord, as we look into your word again, we ask and pray that you would speak to each and every one of us. Give me the words upon my hearts and, Lord, the thoughts upon my lips. Help me, Lord, to bring out the message that you've laid on my heart. And, Lord, accept the hymns of praises that we sing unto you, that it would be to your honor and to your glory. Lord, that we may be satisfied and that we may be content in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So just turn with me to Psalm 90. Psalm 90 is kind of more of a psalm that is read during perhaps funerals and so forth, because it does talk a lot about man and his length of years. But he starts off and says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in the sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as a flood, they are as they are as asleep in the morning, they are like grass which groweth up, and in the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by the wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. All our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason strength they be 80, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we all fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And I'd like to also look at Psalm 91, if you could turn with me there as well. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day. I just want to stop there. Dwelling place. What is a dwelling place? Well, if we think, you know, this Psalm 90 was written by Moses. It's one of his songs or his prayers. And he writes this following, I believe, it was believed that while they were in the wilderness. And he knows that, so where is God? God instructed them to build a tabernacle. A tabernacle is a dwelling place. If we're going to kind of look at some of the Old Testament dwelling places. Back then it was a tent. That's where they did all the sacrifices. That's where the Levitical priests went and prayed and presented the sacrifices to the Lord for the sins and the remissions of the people. And it was one that they would break it down, and then they'd pull it back up again, and then they would take it down and pull it back up again, and this is where God dwelt. because the Ark of the Covenant was there as well. As they wandered through the wilderness. Then if we think a little bit more, as time went on, I think it was somewhere between 960 BC, King Solomon built a temple. And that was a dwelling place for the children of Israel. If you remember, King David wanted to build a temple, but God didn't allow him, but he let his son build the temple. This was a stationary building. It wasn't one that was torn down or built up. Only later for the Babylonian soldiers to destroy it when they took the children of Israel into exile. Then there was another temple that was built when they came out of exile, the second temple by Ezra and Zerubbabel. That was another brick and mortar temple, a place where God dwells. And we know that that temple was destroyed by the Roman Empire, and I believe it was like 70 AD, if I'm not mistaken. And then that brings us to today, because there wasn't another temple built after that. Sure, there are a lot of temples and synagogues that the Jewish people go in and they worship there. But the temple for you and I is not one made of hands. It's not brick and mortar. But the temple that we have within our hearts is Jesus Christ, is a place that we can go to. That's today's dwelling place. You know, Apostle Paul talks about our body being being a temple, and how we need to preserve it, and how we need to respect it, and how we need to keep it pure. 1 Corinthians 6:19. But when we think of what is a dwelling place, some of the definitions of a dwelling place would be a refuge. It would be a shelter or a habitation. So when times get rough and you need your dwelling place, you need to be in your dwelling place. A place where there's refuge, a place where you can be comforted, a place that you can be encouraged and uplifted. Where do you go? You know, this is the church is the people, it's not the walls, it's us together here. A dwelling place of being a habitation or a place of danger from hardship. There are a lot of scripture references that point to that, that talk about that. Ephesians 2:22, in whom you also are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And the dwelling place is, if it's within us, then do we take the time to spend time in the Word and have that relationship with God? A time where, in a place where we can maybe be away from all the commotion and calamity, and be in God's word, a word of safety, a place of safety, a place of comfort, of encouragement. 1 Peter 2:5, we're also told that you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's today. But there is another dwelling place that's coming. In John 14:2 says, in my Father's house are many mansions, or another version says many dwelling places. It says, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you, but I go to prepare a place for you. A dwelling place that we can look forward to. Something that we can focus on. That's waiting for us ahead of time. You know, David in one of the Psalms says, "One thing I ask of the Lord, that this I only seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." He wanted to be in God's house, the dwelling place where God is. Do you know where your dwelling place is? May God bless his word.